You are listening to Nathan Chansky, and this is the Passion with Purpose podcast. Hello to all you creators, dreamers, and doers out there. I'm Nathan Chansky, photographer, business coach, and your host. After starting my photography business and nearly giving up after a rough first couple of years, with God's help, I transformed my business and became the multi-six-figure business owner here with you today. I'm here to drop weekly episodes full of everything I've learned in the process while bringing on some of the biggest experts in the industry. This podcast is for photographers, creatives, and anyone wanting to build a business and life of your fullest God-given potential. Welcome to the show, my friend. Okie dokie, welcome back to the show, everybody. I'm so excited because I have Jeff and Taylor brought with us all the way from Utah. And Jeff and Taylor are an incredible photo and video duo team, like husband and wife duo. And they've been part of my Business Blueprint coaching program. I have absolutely loved having them in there for the past like 3 months now. So I wanted to have them on the show and talk all about what's going on in their business and like the nuances of specifically being a photo and video team. So Jeff and Taylor, say hey and give everybody that maybe doesn't know you yet a little introduction on who you guys are.
Well, hi. Hello. We're so excited to be here. We love the Business Blueprint. It has been so awesome for our business. So we're super excited to talk about it with you. But yeah, we're a photo video team. We're based in Salt Lake City, Utah. We do a lot of local weddings, but we also do a lot of traveling. So we're going all over the US. We're actually going to Greece this year, which we're really excited about. So that will be really fun. Well, this is kind of off topic, but we do love to rock climb and mountain bike and go hiking and all of that kind of stuff. So
it's
we're kind
so
of
on topic. It's perfect because we've got to know like a 360 view of who you guys really are. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Okay. Well, we're full. I don't know if you guys know what this term means if you're not from Utah, but we're like full on granolas. So
I think, does that mean like you're crunchy?
Kind of. So crunchy is like you like avoid like additives and like eat really healthy food, which I kind of am that way. But granola is like you're super outdoorsy. Like you like to be like barefoot outside and like ground the earth, like all those kinds of things. So
borderline hippie a little bit, but not quite.
I love it.
Non-bat bathed.
Yeah, we bathe.
That's good. You shampoo your hair, hopefully. Or maybe you don't. I don't know. Maybe it's like
we do.
Yes. Depends how granola you are. And honestly, I am learning the term granola for the first time now. So thank you for helping us along that journey because I definitely thought it meant crunchy. So
now you know the difference.
Yep, absolutely. Okay, so tell us a little bit about how you guys got started in being a photo and video team. Like how did that journey start for you guys? When did you decide on that? Was it at first just one of you or was it both of you from the get-go? Tell us a little bit about that.
I was an exercise science major. So I have my bachelor's degree in exercise science and I was planning on becoming a doctor in orthopedics. Like that's another thing that I'm really passionate about that I could talk about forever. But I was working. So Jeff and I, we both served missions for our church and we served in the same mission. That's how we met each other. And when I came home from my mission, I went back to working in hospitals again. And I just kind of watched the lives of the doctors that worked at the hospitals. And I was like, man, your guys' lives suck. So it just like really was weighing heavy on me. And Jeff picked me up from work one day and I was just like, Jeff, I just don't think I want to be a doctor anymore. And like a huge weight was lifted off of my shoulders. And he was already a videographer. So he'll tell his part of the story, but he kind of said like, oh, well maybe we could try doing photo and video. Like I can teach you how to do photo and we can kind of do that kind of thing. And I had never really thought about ever doing that, but we tried it. I loved it. And yeah, it just went super well. And I fell in love with it. And Jeff kind of has his side of the story too.
Yeah. Okay. So I basically like gave her a camera. We went and did a few shoots. But after that, she just totally like excelled. Like she, boom, she just ran with it. So she quit her job at the hospital and we started taking some jobs, but I was working at a marketing department at the time.
Okay.
And I ended up losing my job. So I got laid off. They dissolved the marketing department. And I was like, okay, well, I guess it's game time. Let's let's try to book some weddings. Like, let's go full time.
We had done like 2 weddings at this point, just by the way.
Yeah. Gotcha.
And so I think that was in like November that I lost my job. And then in December, we decided to like start running some ads. We were just reaching out to anyone and everyone. Long story short, the following year, we ended up booking like 57 weddings. Whoa. And we're like, okay, let's do this. So
yeah. And we hit 6 figures in our first year, And that's when we were like, okay, we can do this. Yeah. And then we just kept doing it.
Yeah. And from there, you know, we've been able to, you know, raise our prices and take a little less weddings than 57, because that
a little excessive.
That was a lot. But we definitely like learned so much during that first year.
Yeah.
And now 4 years later, we're just loving it. We get to travel. We get free time to go mountain biking and rock climbing and do the things we love while also making a living.
Yeah, that's so cool. And so when you guys actually did transition into doing things together, did you find that it was at like any learning curve for you guys? Anything that was like, whoa, this was unexpected? Like any things you had to like, any kinks in the rope that you had to figure out a little bit?
I mean, it's definitely really hard. It's really awesome and I love it. I love working with my spouse, but it is really hard in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. I think luckily this was at the very beginning of our marriage and it was like during COVID. So we didn't really know what it was like to not be together all the time.
Sure.
And so it wasn't really like a transition into like, oh, we've spent all this time working separately and then coming home at night. Like we had already been spending so much time together. So that was like a good thing. I think something that we battle with frequently is like constructive criticism in a marriage relationship, especially where he taught me photography, where I think that something looks really good. And maybe he has to tell me like, actually, like there's fundamental problems with this picture, and then trying not to like take it personally and feel really sad about it.
that was a very interesting dynamic in the beginning, because we were newly married when I started like showing her the ropes with photography. And, you know, there's the coworker, like educator side, who's like, you got to fix that one thing. But then there's the husband side who's like, you're perfect in every single way. And playing that balance was kind of tricky, but I think we were able to figure it out. But
I mean, Nate, you could tell me anything to do and I would do it and not be offended. But if Jeff tells me, I'm like, oh, but you're my husband.
right. Absolutely. No. And that's definitely like, I feel like that's a muscle you have to really work on. And I know even for my wife and I, like when I guess we do work in our business a little bit more than I give credit for, because she does all my like numbers. And so we do have to like learn how to work together in situations where someone may mess up and something wasn't communicated correctly. Or, you know, we've had situations in where we'll be shooting like a wedding together, and then one of us will kind of make a boo-boo on something, and it's like, shoot, like it reflects bad on both of us. You know what I'm saying? And then we both have to like bear the burden of that, if that makes any sense. And you have to fight the urge to like make it personal, and you have to fight you just have to be like, hey, no, like we're not going to take this home. Like we're just going to, it is what it is. But that's really cool that you guys have been able to kind of figure out a system and maximize like both of your strengths to the best of your abilities, so that you can like maximize the output that you have in your lives. One of the biggest reasons I've had you like that I've really like noticed you guys in the Business Blueprint is just you guys have had such an energy and such like, I mean, from the beginning, like when you guys had first talked to me before you even got in the program and just kind of asking me different things about like, hey, like here's some of our goals. Here's what we want to do. Here's like where we're at now. Here's what we're like maybe struggling with. You just have like this energy that is like, we want to do it and we can do this, and like action taking and all of that in your mindset. Do you think that between the two of you, because you work together, you almost like encourage each other and in a way keep each other accountable to being action takers and being positive and like being go-getters in your business. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Totally. I mean, I do not like filming reels at all. But Jeff's a videographer. And so that helps us a lot where he's like, okay, we're going to make this reel and you're going to do this. And like, if it weren't for him, there's no way that I would be making reels. Honestly, like I just wouldn't want to.
So Jeff, do you just like set it all up and then she can just like sit down and go?
Yeah, we have our office set up in a way where all the lighting is permanent. All of the cameras are permanent. The microphones are permanent. So you can just sit down, run the script, hit end, record, and you're good to go.
I love it.
Because it's making, I think getting everything set up takes so much of the time. And if you can just like sit down, you have this random thought off your head, you can just riff for a second. Mm-hmm. And you have some content that you can just post on social media. Yep. And that's helped our social media quite a bit.
It's also really cool too, because I mean, we have different skill sets, obviously, because we're different people. Mm-hmm. So like, for example, I'm really good at writing. So I write all the emails, and maybe Jeff wouldn't be doing as well if he was on his own with his own client experience, because he's, you know, not like the strongest writer, which is totally fine.
But this is true. I can confirm.
Whereas Jeff is like the visionary of our business. He like thinks really big and has really big ideas that I maybe don't think are super realistic. Mm. But then with like my like kind of like schooly, like analytical skills mixed with his creative skills, I think it just makes something so much bigger than it could be on our own.
Yeah. Ooh, it's very like much that. Yeah, it's very much a yin and yang relationship. It's like every day that we're like, oh my gosh, we are completely opposite of each other, but it actually really works, especially with the business dynamic.
Have you ever read the books by, I think it's Gino Wickman, called Traction or Rocket Fuel?
No.
No.
I'm going to write it down.
I want you guys to read those books. I believe it's Rocket Fuel, where basically there's the integrator and then there's the visionary. And it's basically this like philosophy that every business has to, well, not has to, but basically every business kind of has two, one and the other. Mm-hmm. So it's the person who basically is like, and there's another book called Start With Why by Simon Sinek, who he echoes the exact same thing, which is basically like, there's like a why person and then there's a how person. And I would definitely challenge you guys to go read that book, because I think it really nails down specifically what makes each person and like how they feed off of each other really, really well. And you guys may find like, oh, like maybe there is one of us that's more of the visionary and one of us that's more of like the integrator. And the integrator is again, more of like the how person and the more the person that like gets the work done specifically and kind of just can be pointed in the right direction and go. Whereas the visionary is more of like, hey, I want to give you the direction, if that makes any sense. And maybe part of that, it almost sounds like for you guys, it might be an overlap of the two in a way, because it even sounds like for Jeff, sometimes you're setting up that, you know, system for her to like shine in, you know what I'm saying?
Sure. Yeah, for sure.
So I don't know. That's just a thought I had come to mind.
That's awesome. So you guys, I wrote those down.
Oh yeah.
Good. You're going to have to definitely check those out. Something that I have been like blown away by is you guys have had some of the biggest wins that I've ever seen in the program. And I guess the program isn't all that old, but like, it's really cool to see. I mean, you guys, well, I won't say it, but you guys share with us some cool things that have maybe happened, ways in which you've been impacted in the past 3 months by the program. And literally I don't know what you're going to say. So you can say like whatever the heck you want, because I'm curious, frankly. Yeah. But yeah, share any wins you have, share any specific things that you felt like was really impactful for you guys. I'd love to know.
So one of our biggest ones is we had recently upped our package pricing for our wedding packages. Uh-huh. And right after we started the course, we kind of implemented some of your, like the sales script and some of your strategies on how to present your pricing.
Yep.
And we, like right after we started the course and implemented that stuff, we booked our highest package, which was like
It's amazing.
Like a lot bigger.
It was actually
than a lot of
higher than our highest package because it was somebody who reached out. We had a super awesome sales call with them. Mm-hmm. And then they added on all of these add-ons. It wound up being like a 3-day out-of-state wedding that added up to almost like $20,000, which was something that was like completely out of what we thought was our like realm of possibility.
Yep.
And it was all just so easy. It was so smooth. Yeah. Like we didn't even have to fight for it. It just happened.
Wow. So incredible.
That's a really big one. Another one is, so typically in Utah, I don't know what it's like where you live, Nate, but in Utah, people book their weddings not very far in advance. So like,
yes, I remember I still you guys have telling people, me that.
Yeah. I still have people reaching out to book like weddings at the end of June right now. And it's May 30th. Like it's crazy. So typically last year we booked out our entire year at the end of July. Mm-hmm. And this year we actually had our entire year booked out in the middle of April, which was a huge win for us and something we never would have expected. Crazy. And this gives us so much, like it's so underrated, like how much peace you can feel having your entire year booked out so early. Cause you don't have to like, I'm not worried about anything now besides just like giving our clients an awesome experience. So
yeah, I think, absolutely.
Yeah. And we can attribute that to just getting so many people on sales calls. The sales script is just phenomenal. I thought that our sales calls did go well before, but they go so much better now. It's like they are just selling themselves on us. Yeah. Like we don't have to do anything.
That's the point.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So
I love it. I remember you saying that there was, I think you posted this in the Facebook group and you had said something like, I had been really looking through the sales script and there was maybe even a call where you're like, I don't even know if I fully followed the sales script to a T, but you're like, it was helpful enough that I knew how to at least lead the call and it made all the difference. Mm-hmm. Would you say one of the biggest differences it made was that you were allowed to just let them sell themselves?
Yes.
Totally.
You don't feel like you're like trying to convince them the whole time that your product is worth it because you're asking them the right questions that they're convincing themselves. Because I know that my product is worth it. And if they can't figure that out, then they're probably not the right client for us. And it really is just a segue to help them figure out that we are the right people for them.
Mm-hmm. And that's huge too, I think, to kind of put yourself in a situation where, you know, if you do believe in your product, like you said, you don't have to, in so many senses, like fight, fight, fight. I mean, I do think there are situations where people need a helping hand to make the right call. And I think that's part of what sales is it's like helping people help themselves. It's not always just like watching and waiting for them. But at the end of the day, I think there is a dimension where you can help them just make a decision because some people are truly, in fact, I think for me, I am one of those people who maybe is more like indecisive and like large purchases. And so for somebody, when someone sells me, it's literally like a love language for me where I'm like, thank you for letting me make, for almost like giving me the permission to make the right call about this, because I can tell that you fully believe in your product or your service. And now I trust you. And once I trust you, I don't really have to worry about my money because I reached out to you in the first place because I wanted to give somebody my money. Like the money's already set aside. I just wanted to give it to somebody and get the thing that I actually was like reaching out for. So tell me a little bit about like, I don't know, like maybe a difference between what a sales call looked like before you guys had something like that. And like maybe the difference like afterwards, did you feel like there was a difference and what would you pinpoint that to be?
I really think there was some similarities to what we were doing before in the structure, just a typical business call and getting to know the clients and making them feel comfortable. But I think the thing that we've gained the most from the sales script is our confidence level. It gives us like a proper structure on how to go about this business call so we can feel confident, but also helping our clients or our potential clients feel confident.
Yep.
And the feelings and the energy of the call has significantly improved. Like, I think that we see the confidence in the people that we're talking with in mm-hmm. us. And, you know, we now know like, okay, these guys would be a great fit because in the sales script, you literally ask them like, why did you pick us? Right. And then they tell you like why they like you. And then you exactly. feel good as a photographer or as a videographer. But then you also understand like why they want you. And that helps yep. you as a photographer so much.
Yeah. Yep. I also see like a visible difference in them when they tell us why they picked us. It's like, I know that they just sold themselves. Yeah. Everything that they just said, something like clicked in their brain. I can see it on their face. And suddenly they're all Jeff and Taylor, mm-hmm. you know?
Yep.
It's crazy. It's
almost like I've noticed with people when I ask one of those types of questions, people will almost, it's almost like they'll be like tense mm-hmm. about something. And then I like almost physically see them like, oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, I am here because I actually like really wanted to work with this person.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know if you've noticed anything like that,
yeah.
but it's
no,
like
I do.
The whole culture or the whole environment and the atmosphere of the room just shifts.
Yeah. yeah. It's like suddenly you're friends.
Yes.
You're just buddies.
Yes. Well, and it removes everyone. You're literally hopping on the call to talk about money and to talk about right. like why I called you in the first place. And it just, I don't know, the way the sales script is outlined, it just removes all the tiptoeing and says, hey, look, we're here to talk about real things. Let's talk about the real things.
Exactly.
And then it just makes the conversation so easy.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely. I love that. I love that that's been exactly that resource for you because that's what it's intended to be. Now, how have you guys navigated, you know, setting up pricing for, let's say, or not pricing, let's go back to like your offer. Cause I would love to even kind of hear some information on whether people are reaching out to you only for photo ever, or if they're mm-hmm. only ever reaching out to you for video, or if there's certain situations where, cause I would guess the vast majority of people are reaching out to you for both. And then how do you navigate, let's say, the nuances of people reaching out for different types of things or different combinations of things?
We have several pricing guides. I mean, obviously we have like local pricing guides and like domestic pricing guides and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But in each of our pricing guides, we have a price for photo, a price for video, and a price for photo and video. Mm-hmm. And it's all listed like in the same place. So it's really easy for them to look at.
Yeah.
I do know that the majority of people that reach out to me, to us, not to me, is because they're looking for a photo video team.
Yeah.
So typically it's photo video team, but we do book like an occasional just photo or just video job. And honestly, it hasn't been very complicated just because of the way we've structured our pricing guide, just having everything in the same pricing guide. So we don't have to worry about like, oh, well, if you just want photo, then here's this one. But then if you change your mind, yep. like, oh, then we have to send you a whole new pricing guide, which yep. I just think puts a lot of kinks in the system.
Sure.
So it's worked really well for us in that way. And it's nice being photo video too, because instead of like, for example, if there's like a photographer who maybe has like an add-on for video in their packages, yep. when you're booking a photo video team, all of it is listed in the package. Like they're not add-ons. It's just like all of it is there. And I think even if they're not getting a better bang for their buck, they feel like they are because everything, and you talk about this in the business blueprint as well, like how you present your packages, but because everything is right there and it's all included in the package, they're like, wow, I get all of that for this price, like photo and video. And I think that's a big benefit to being a team.
Yeah. Mm. And I definitely think just to build off of that, really us being a one-stop shop is kind of the appeal to a photo video team. You only have to be talking with like, you know, I mean, we are two people, but we are like one vendor. We have yeah. one email thread. We have one invoice. We have one scheduling link. We don't have to like come up with all these different schedules for shoots. And it just makes it super easy for everyone. And I think that really people like that.
Yeah,
totally. And I'm just thinking of some advantages and assets you guys have going for you as a photo and video team, and to anybody listening, off the top of my head, are you really, well, you just have to put yourself in the shoes of people who are planning their wedding day. I mean, there's like, you got the fact that they have to book every single vendor, and mm-hmm. they have to make sure that they're booking maybe a planner, a venue, a catering company, a florist, a cake decorator, like photo booth. Like, I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And not only do they have to find people that they like, but they mm-hmm. have to find people who just have like dates open. And then maybe yes. also if price is an issue, like find the right price, find the right geographical location. Like, it's not easy planning a wedding. You know what I'm saying? And so I think oh, yeah. people underestimate the value of like making things easy for your client when you're selling them, because they have the opportunity to, I mean, yes, they're giving you their money, but just go into it realizing that they're already expecting to spend the money. So mm-hmm. if you can think of it in terms of like, I don't just want to serve how little they pay or whatever, that aspect of things, but I really want to serve their convenience. And I really mm-hmm. want to serve how little time this takes them and how low stress it is for them. Because yes. if I say to them, well, hey, you can with one contract, with one, well, I guess I will say, I don't know if it's one contract. Maybe it is.
It is.
Two. Okay. So if like with one contract and one invoice and one email correspondence, I can knock out the two most artistic based, like the ways that the days are captured. Boom. Easy, mm-hmm. like done. Like that's to me something that sounds so much easier. And then also remembering that you two are way more likely to work together well than two yes. strangers who you're yes. just as the client bringing together and hoping that they get along. You yes. know what I'm saying?
That
so there's
another,
so many advantages.
Yeah. That's another huge thing that I was going to talk about is a lot of people come to us and say, we want two people who can work really well together on a wedding day. And I mean, obviously sometimes I do just photo and he does just video, and we work well with other people too. Like, we know how to work with other people, obviously, but like, you're meeting those people for the very first time. Like, what if they get in your shot six mm-hmm. times? What are you going to tell? You have to find a good way to like talk to them about that. Whereas that happens with me and Jeff all the time. And like, I'm not just going to be rude to Jeff and be like, hey, get out of my shot. But like, I can comfortably go to him and be like, hey, you just got in my shot like six times. Can you yep. please scoot over? And it's not going to cause any issues yep. or like contention or like weird stuff like that.
I mean, even past that point, like we have like, we can communicate on a wedding day, like during a ceremony or some of like the most important moments, mm-hmm. like non-verbally. Like, we have all of like our little hand gestures or like our...
way we look at each other.
Yeah, we can almost like communicate just with the way we look at each other.
Sure.
Whereas if you're with another vendor, another like photographer or another videographer, that's not going to cut it. And
right.
you might have, you know, missed the shot because they were in the way, or you didn't communicate properly. And you know, that's yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So true. I also think there is so much. Yeah. I'm just thinking back to certain situations where I've worked with videographers and I mean, there are some times where it works so well. And then there are some times where it works like so badly. I've had multiple situations now with videographers where basically, like, I have a videographer and they'll be like, so where are you going to be like parked for the ceremony? And I'm like, bro, I'm not going to park. Like, I'm going to be moving probably the whole time. I don't know what you think. And they'll ask me that because they want me to like stay in one place like the entire time. Or, you know, sometimes it will be like, you know, when they're coming down the aisle for like the recessional and I am, you know, trying to move really quick, walk backwards as I get those like rapid fire shots as they're walking up the aisle. And then the videographer will sometimes be like right beside me or like not moving as fast as I do. Right. And yep. I will tell you what, like, I'm sure that my counterpart videographer somewhere out there in the metaverse would have the same frustrations with like the photographer that they're working with. And, yes. and it's because you've never really worked with each other before. Mm-hmm. And so you don't have those things all figured out. So you have such an advantage having that mm-hmm. team. And I even think that's something that you could, I mean, it's just coming to me now, like something that maybe you could even like flesh out in your, just like the value you communicate to people. Like, hey, like yeah. we know how we work together and like you can hire somebody else if you want to. But I'm telling you right now, like we can literally just with like a twitch of our eyebrow, know how the other person is feeling.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. The interesting thing too is I feel like whenever I do, and this isn't an exaggeration either, but whenever I do a just photo wedding or he does a just video wedding, whenever we deliver their product to them, their number one thing that they say is that they were so grateful for us and their only regret is not hiring us as a team. And I don't think it's because they don't like their photographer or they didn't like their videographer. I think it's just because they realize, wow, this would have been so much easier. Not to throw you under the bus, Nate, because I know you're just a photographer.
No, hey, throw me under the bus. That's totally fine. I think you should like, you should be like, hey, can you like slip that in a review somewhere? Because that would yes. be like gold.
Yes, that's true.
Have people yeah. saying like, hey, my only regret is that I didn't hire them both. And like, boom, that's an amazing little like caption on or a soundbite on your pricing guide or your website or something like that for people super that are like true. On the fence or like, should we hire both of them? Be like, yes, everybody wishes they would have.
Yes, that's so true.
That's amazing though. I absolutely love that. So tell me a little bit more about how, let's say you guys work together and balance your, because you're doing professional, but also like you guys are like personally, that's your biggest part of your relationship. How do you balance the two? Do you feel like you have certain times where you're like professionally, like we're on, or do you have certain times where you're like, nope, we're just going to not talk business and whatever, or do you kind of, do you muddle the two together and it doesn't not really matter? What have you guys found is a good balance?
Well, this is definitely something that has ebbs and flows for sure. We have times mm-hmm. when we just spend way too much time talking about business and it like mm-hmm. affects us in our personal life. And we have to kind of take a step back and be like, okay, we need to like reevaluate our business boundaries because mm-hmm. this is like seeping into our relationship.
Yeah.
But something that I think helps us a lot is we do have a lot of hobbies that we do together. I mean, obviously we rock climb together, we mountain bike together, we do all these awesome things. And actually in the Business Blueprint program, you give us that template for the schedule that's in yeah. Excel. I love that. So I've been using it religiously.
I love that you love that because that thing is, I use that every freaking day of my life.
It's amazing. It's awesome. And that is like, the scheduling is what keeps us having a personal relationship, even though mm-hmm. we own a business together. Because I mean, the first thing we do when we make our schedule for the week is we schedule our personal time together and the things yep. that we want to do together. So we look at our week and we say, okay, well, Monday we can go mountain biking because we have time, and Wednesday we're going to do this, and let's make sure that every morning we go to the gym together, or we go, I don't know, to Starbucks together and we have breakfast, something like that. And then if we look at our week and we don't have a lot of personal time, and maybe we have to wake up super early one morning so that we get that personal time, then we can plan that in and do it. So we don't wind up just like working our entire day away. And then yep. suddenly it's 9 p.m. and we haven't even like spoken to each other, but we've been sitting next to each other all day, you know?
Yeah. Absolutely. So you definitely make intentional effort to connect.
Yes. Yeah.
That's good. That's awesome.
Yes. And I think we're just really lucky to have the hobbies that we do together that make it just more possible. Cause like every day I want to get exercise, and guess what? That's what we love to do together. So it's like, great, let's combine them. Let's go on a mountain bike ride. Mm-hmm. And so that definitely helps a lot.
Do you guys attract those type of clients? I'm just curious, people who are similar to you in that way.
Yeah, I think so for sure.
Granola usually, people.
Yes. And those are the clients that we get on a call and immediately I'm like, oh, we're friends. Like, yep. Like we get along really well.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. I think that there are probably a good amount of people like that in the West where you guys are located, right?
Absolutely.
That's amazing. Yes. Do you guys, now, do you do a lot of like adventurous elopements by chance? Or is that not really your thing?
We've done a couple, but actually not so much.
Because I was going to say, I could definitely see you guys into some of those more like adventurous elopements if that's like your vibe. But maybe you're like, hey, that's more of like our play thing. And that's not really like what we want to do while we're working.
Yeah, I think, I don't know. I think it is really fun to do those. But to be completely honest, I don't know why. I just prefer like an all day long, huge wedding. I just think they're so much fun.
Yeah.
So it's not even that I like want to separate them. I just think it's so fun to be a part of like such a huge, like fancy event where people like get fancy, you know, which isn't something that we do very often because we're always like, I don't know, wearing our chacos around and biking around.
I feel the same way. I love weddings. I think that, I mean, I think it's just, it's like a big fat party and I love a good party and people are just enjoying themselves. They get dressed up. They're so, I think we have so few events like that these days that, I mean, especially since COVID, it's like people don't have a lot of those bigger events and to have one of those events is very special. And I mean, being there and being paid to do it, I think is like amazing. So
it's awesome. Best job.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about, I'm watching you guys on social media and I'm like, they're killing it. And I mean, like I've really like what you were talking about, Jeff, with kind of like setting up your studio and all of that. What I think is really cool is that it seems like you've taken what your strengths are, especially in videography and video editing, and you've really infused them so tastefully and gracefully into your just content, which is really, really cool to see. Was that a recent transition for you guys? Or is that something that, because I know you had posted in the group, you were like, we just gained like tons of followers after something
like
viral.
Like tons.
Yeah. So tell me, is that like recent for you guys that you've kind of taken a shift with your content or have you been doing that for a while?
Well, first off, thank you. You just swarmed us with all these awesome compliments. So thank you.
It takes a lot of work. So I deserve that.
I know it does. I know it does. Content's not easy.
No.
No. But actually, yeah. So I think everything, and this is a big compliment to you, everything that we've kind of implemented with our social media strategy in the last like 3 months has been stuff that we've learned from you in Business Blueprint, as well as in some of your podcasts. Love and it. Just about showing up consistently
with your face
and building your personal brand. Mm-hmm. But really, once we started doing all those things and the stuff that you taught in the blueprint, we went from like 3,000 followers, I think, in like, what was it?
Like 2 or 3 months.
Yeah, like 3 months ago. And now we're at like 35,000 followers.
Crazy.
And I really do just call it, we posted consistently. We showed up with our faces. We didn't care about going viral. We just wanted to be showing up regularly so people knew who we were. And that way there's more of a chance for people to reach out to us for inquiries. That way we're on the front of everybody's mind and it really paid off. So you talk in your, in the course about like, yeah, the consistency over virality. And then also, you talk a lot about just coming up with a lot like
volume over strategy.
That's what it is. Volume over strategy. Because a lot of times we don't want to make a reel because we're super tired. We're swamped with our editing queue or whatever we got going on. And we want to make a reel that's like 100% quality. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it's way better just to put something out, just to put something out so people can see you. Because A 100% perfect reel might get, you know, I don't know, 20,000 views. That's awesome. Yeah. But like, if you could make 10 reels in the same amount of time that you took to perfect that one reel, there's probably a lot more value in that. And that, I think that's kind of everything we've taken from the last few months.
Yeah.
I love
that. But I'm not kidding you. We started gaining the followers a little bit before Business Blueprint, but it's only gotten better. But it also kind of was all the Business Blueprint because I listened to one of your, I don't remember what episode it was, but it was one of your podcast episodes where you talked about different reels that you can post, how you can post like portfolio reels, reels where you're like talking, comedy reel. You like listed a bunch of different reels that you can post and how you really shouldn't pay attention to like how they do. I mean, you should pay attention. So then you can take that data and like continue to make more,
but not emotionally.
Exactly. And after I listened to that podcast episode, that was when I was like, you know what? We're just going to keep making reels and I don't care how they do. We're just going to keep making them. Mm. And we did. We posted 3 reels a week and we have been since then a few months ago. And that's what brought us, you know, 35,000 followers.
And 3 reels a week is hardly like, I mean, that's not like overproduction. You know what I'm saying? That's like, that, I feel like that's like very doable. And that's something that's like very, I mean, you're not saying like post every freaking day of your life. You know what I'm saying?
No.
It's like, cause I think that is when you kind of do sacrifice either your sanity or your quality completely. And by the way, I'm not saying that you can't post every day. Like back when I was first growing, I definitely had to post probably like 6 times a week, but I do think that is only for a time. And I think that's more of like a sprint type situation. But what I hear from you guys is so much more along the lines of like, show up with your face and show up good, but don't hold yourself back because it wasn't perfect, 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 and just get it out there. And the more that you are posting, the more that you're able to understand what your audience wants to receive from you. And especially when you're first growing that audience, you don't know what they want to receive from you. Like I'm at the point now where like my biggest goal right now with, let's say, my social media profile is not just volume. Because and you guys will find this will shift a little bit too, because I've already kind of played the volume game for so long. At my point, it's not just about volume. It is also about the strategy and also a little bit more about like building trust with people. But if I would have never played the volume game to start, I would have never gotten to the strategy because I would have had no data to work with. If I'm posting like once every week or once every 2 weeks, that's just not enough data to work with. And so what you guys are doing is exactly what you should be doing and like showing up with your faces. Like you can go to your profile and like your face is all over everywhere and you know exactly who Taylor and Jeff are. I am really curious. I don't know the full timeline of how long you've really been pressing into the showing your face a lot and your personal brand, but have you started to see at all, because I know this takes time, but have you started to see at all people coming into your inbox who they're like, we already feel like we know you, or maybe on a sales call?
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's really cool. And not just with like new people coming in, but with our current clients who maybe we've only had one consultation call with.
Yeah.
We go to our shoots and it's like, they know everything about us. They're like, oh yeah, that's the pose that you guys do at every shoot that like went super viral. Yeah. Let's do it. You know?
I love it.
But there's even the one, we had one reel that went viral and that was the reel that got us our highest booked package. And she came to us and was like, yeah, it was a video of me directing a couple on how to look good when they kiss on camera. Mm-hmm. And she came to me and was like, I just really liked how you directed them. And I really want you at my wedding. And it was like, oh my gosh, sweet. And then she told me how much she was willing to pay us for it. And I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Sweet.
You're like, boom, done. And it's because you created trust. I mean, above a certain amount of beautiful art, which I'm sure that's what you created as well. Like it was trust that they were like, I don't really know all the details of, you know, every single thing about these people, but if I trust them, I kind of have all the guesswork taken out of it because I just saw them personally in action. And I'm like, I can picture that at my wedding and I want that at my wedding. I think that's so cool, you guys. And I only believe that will compound over time as you, like what you're doing right now, this sounds weird, but what you're doing right now, a lot of its impact, a lot of its greatest impact, you'll see like a year from now. Mm-hmm. And you'll be like, whoa, like yeah. People are stoked about Jeff and Taylor because mm-hmm. they've been watching us for like the past year. That's yes. when things get really, really cool too, I would say. That's so cool, you guys. Okay, so I do want to ask you, because I like people talking for me on behalf of like my product. tell the audience, and I'm telling you right now, don't say anything that you just think I want to hear, but tell the audience, if there's somebody, maybe it's like people in your shoes before you join the program, that would be maybe on the fence of like, hey, I don't know if this is the program for me. I don't know if I should like take this program. What would you say to that person? Like, and what would you say would be the person who'd probably be the best candidate to take something like this?
So we were on the fence about doing the business blueprint. And the reason why is because, I mean, maybe we don't always book out our year in April, but we always book out our year. Uh-huh. And like, we already had a pretty established business, but I knew that there was like room for improvement. Like, I knew that we could make our systems better, but I didn't know how or like what that would mean. And so for us, you're going to really like that I'm going to say this, Nate, but for us, so it's called the business blueprint, and you need a blueprint to like build a house. But for us, it felt more like we were like remodeling our house, you know, like we had this foundation and like it was working pretty well for us. Like, maybe we want to make more money and maybe we want to like make our client experience better. And we have like these little things that we want to improve. Mm-hmm. But for us, we had the foundation and this was like the thing that like remodeled our house and made it like our dream house, if that makes sense. And so it took all of our already like decent systems and made them so much better. And I think it's a perfect program for someone who is, I think it's great for beginners too, but I think it's great for someone who is like somewhat established because it'll be less overwhelming. Like, if you already have a website, you'll probably just need to make tweaks to your website. If you already have like a CRM software, you'll probably just have to make tweaks to the emails that you send and it'll all be like a lot more swallowable and it'll just like remodel your house.
Yep. Absolutely. I love it. And I think that is something that, you know, I've said many, many times of, you know, I know there's I could make a program that's like specifically for beginners, but I really don't think it is just for somebody who's like first picking up a camera for the first time. It's really for somebody who, you know, you've got a little bit of your footing and you've got a website and you've got, you know, how to take a good photo. You stand behind your work. And now we want to put like gasoline on the little fire that you have going. And like, I know I'm like talking about burning things and we were just talking about a house. Sounds like I'm like, burn your house down. Nope, the opposite of that. But it's like putting a little, it's like stepping on the gas and like, let's actually go. So I'm really glad you said that. Jeff, what would you say if there's anything that you would add to that? Because I didn't want to cut you off.
No, thank you. I think I'll definitely echo the same thing. We definitely want to end up taking less weddings, making more money, maybe start a family one day. Because when we first started, like I said, we did 57 weddings and we were absolutely hustling. Like, it was every single week. We were shooting like 3 to 5 times a week and it was just nonstop shooting, nonstop editing.
Right.
Unsustainable.
Totally unsustainable. And over the years, we've kind of on our own, we're able to like raise our prices a little bit, take a little less weddings. But now that we've done this course, it truly,
and we're still working on it, by the way. Yeah, so we still have more to learn.
We definitely
you guys are only like what, like 3 months in. So
right. But we definitely like got the course with the intention of like making our business more functional for the long term, because we did not want to just have some scrappy business. We wanted you talk about this in your course, but having big business energy, we wanted to have a business that could function at a low energy level compared to we have to like nurse it at every single corner.
Yep.
We want to be able to have a kid and go to their soccer games or be able to take them on a mountain biking trip or whatever and not be terribly worried about our business. And from what we've learned so far and what we're continuing to learn, it is like a rock solid model for that, which we love.
Yep. I love that. I absolutely love that. I don't even have anything to add to that. That's just like amazing. I literally am. I've said this so many times. I'm like, I literally just want to get merch that says like big business energy on it.
Yes,
I am trying so hard. I've gone through like so many samples. I'm just so picky with merch that I don't want to like ship people in my program like a crappy product. So to be determined. I have another one that's coming like sometime this week. So hopefully it'll be like the one that we're going to do.
We're hoping for it.
I know it's coming. It's coming right around the mountain. guys, this has been so much fun. Tell us where we can connect with you. If people are like, hey, I want to connect with them on social media or want to hit up their website or anything like that.
So our Instagram is Brat Photo and Film. It's spelled B-R-A-T-T, like brat, but it is Brat.
Love it.
And our website is bratphotoandfilm.com.
Sweet. Awesome. Guys, thank you so much for coming out. I really appreciate your time. I really appreciate you guys just like saying what you said. And I think it's going to be really helpful to a lot of people. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Nate.